Some definitions of love given by Abdu'l-Bahá are this. He says, love is the cause of development of every intelligent man. If there is an intelligence in man, love will be the cause of its growth. Love is the greatest law in this vast universe of God. There are many laws in the universe, many laws of nature, but this is the greatest law commanding the whole universe. Without it, universe will go in pieces. Love is the one law, which causes and controls order among existing atoms. Yes, please. Shall I repeat? I hope I'll repeat the same thing. Love is the one law, which causes and controls order among the existing atoms. By these examples, we'll come to understand how the treasures of Baha'i literature is full of such gems that the young, aspiring, ambitious, newly enrolled believers especially, with their enthusiasm, should try to find, to collect them together, like a jeweler who puts the same jewels around a certain diamond to make beautiful designs. Then Baha'u'llah addresses man again and says, "You are my fortress. You are my fortress. You are my lamp. You are my light, my glory, my dominion, my garment. I made you by the hand of power. I made you by the hands of power. I entrusted in you an essence of my light. I created you rich and exalted. I created you rich and exalted. And from the essence of my knowledge, I manifested you." These are some of the references in the hidden words by the exalted pen of Baha'u'llah addressed to man. Before going on, please compare this with what is prevailing today. And most unfortunately, in our educational institutions, propagated by the educators of our children, our youth, they tell them, "You are a bundle of nerves, passions, desires, and lusts, that every one of these must find a free channel to express themselves." But these are the exalted position of man. The greatest wrong that we commit in this life, the gravest of all the mistakes that the people commit each day is this, that they apply the laws of animal world to the human kingdom. It is true that these things should find a free outlet, but this is true of the animal world, not of human world. Humanity must be disciplined to have chastity and let them channel out in their proper ways, as prescribed by God, and not by ego and self. See how much the parents are responsible to give strength and power to their children to stand against these current ideas. If they are weak, they'll be carried away by these torrents. Make them as strong as possible. Give them the spirit of the faith of Baha'u'llah. Make them his fortress so that they can stand against all the torrents of conflicting ideas, and they can prove that they are created men and not animals. We must study these things. What does it mean when Baha'u'llah says, I have entrusted in you my own mystery, my own light, essence of my knowledge? These are not something to be taken easily and lightly. Things to be pondered upon, studied upon, disciplined upon, so that our reality will be manifested. Those talents, those potentialities which are hidden and concealed in our human temple will come out and will be something else than what the others are. Then we can conquer countries, conquer hearts, give light to the souls of people. If we are like them, we can't do anything. Here are thousands of candles, all dark. If we are dark like them, we'll join them, there is no light. But if one of us is enlightened, we can light others with this enlightened one. And Baha'u'llah wants to clear this, to bring this, to manifest this powerless. Who can ever guess, Baha'u'llah says, if his eyes does not see, if the eyes does not see that there is light in this wax here, he will never believe it, but let him see. You ignite it, and this wax will be changed into light. Then he says, who can ever think of a man having all this power? But let him be ignited with the love of God, then he will illumine many souls. That's why man is chosen for this spiritual journey. But what are the provisions? You all know, the first one, he says, my first counsel to you is to possess a heart. But there are three conditions for this poor heart of man. Pure, kind and radiant. Three conditions should be fulfilled. Then it will be a man's heart. Abdu'l-Bahá has explained it in the most beautiful way. No one can do it better than to repeat the example of Abdu'l-Bahá. He says, suppose this is a container of milk. Milk in itself, he says, is a good nourishment for children and for the grown-up. From this milk, many things are produced. Butter, cheese, yogurt, and 7-8 other things, till something in Persia which they call karagurut. We don't have it, do we? No. 7 or 8 other things are produced from it. Now, he says, this is a pure heart. A pure heart, when he serves for the cause of God, itself is a good nourishment for the cause, and from it many other things will be produced. Now he says, pour into this milk a drop of vinegar, the milk itself will be spoiled and nothing will be produced. That drop of vinegar in our soul is our ego. If we bring our ego in our services to Baha'u'llah, to his cause, nothing will be produced. We must empty ourselves from our egos and make ourselves a proper channel, a proper instrument in the hands or in the spirit of Baha'u'llah, and let him work through us. When the heart is pure, it must be kind, but kind, radiant, radiant like sunshine. It is over all, without any discrimination, without any prejudice. It is a spiritual practice to be kind and loving to all the people of the world without discrimination. Like the sun. Sun never says, I don't shine on Vietnam because there is war, or on Africa because they are black. No, it shines everywhere. The clouds rain everywhere. And Baha'u'llah says, Baha'is should be like the sunshine and the clouds which rain over all and everything. Their love must be pure and radiant. The Guardian emphasized, even not for the sake of teaching. Love your contact, but not for the sake that you will make him a Baha'i. Just love him or her. If he doesn't become Baha'i, don't get angry against him, don't change your love, don't say he is hopeless, because we can't judge the soul of man.